USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Earlier today, news outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified that the reports are untrue and that he intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he took office. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. This move follows a series of rulings by the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions pave the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. Hunter Biden's attorneys have filed a request to dismiss his federal indictment on felony gun charges, contending that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that the agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. Negotiations are underway to avert another three-day strike by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers across the nation. This healthcare worker participating on the picket line.
We are tired. We've been struggling short-staffed.
The union warns of further strikes if next week's bargaining sessions don't yield results. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
United Auto Workers leader Sean Fain reports progress in negotiations with General Motors. In an update Friday, he mentioned GM's significant strides in the bargaining process, stating they've surged ahead of the competition. However, the UAW's work stoppage has now extended beyond 3 weeks, and no tentative agreements have been reached with the big three automakers. New England is preparing for a weekend of high winds, heavy rain, and potential flash flooding. Post-tropical cyclone Philippe is projected to bring 3 to 5 inches of rainfall to areas in New York, New England, and southeast Canada by Sunday. The border conflict is affecting a college football game in Massachusetts.
A travel agent that's been managing bookings for families attending the Army-Navy game this weekend revealed that at least 70 rooms across three hotels were canceled, reportedly due to Massachusetts housing illegal immigrants in state hotels. The rooms near Gillette Stadium, where the game is held, were repurposed for refugees, causing inconvenience for attendees. Even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis labeled the situation a farce, saying he was concerned over prioritizing housing for illegal immigrants over American citizens, particularly veterans and service academy grads attending the patriotic event. I'm Corey Myers.
And Saturday's Powerball jackpot will now be worth a staggering $1.4 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.